The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
You want an example of why Democrats are going to get crushed in America in 13 days? Just look at what's going on here in Seattle this afternoon. That's all you need to know about a party that has fallen so far out of touch, they can't even see where reality is from where they are. We're coming to you from the Carter Subaru Studio. Welcome. I'm fired up today. Welcome to The Big Show. Let's get right to The Big Lead.
The Big Lead. Bizarro world.
So let me get this straight. So to talk about electric school buses, they fly Air Force Two in a gigantic entourage of SUVs. They fly them from Washington, D.C. to Seattle. They land the plane. They unload the caravan of SUVs. Then they get dozens of SUVs that are already on the ground here. They shut down freeways. They're going to leave Puget Sound area drivers in gridlock, burning precious fossil fuels so they can tell us about electric buses. This is an example of how desperate the Patty Murray campaign is. They brought out the fake Native American, Elizabeth Warren, last week. That was one of the biggest busts in campaign appearance history. Here in Seattle, they had like 200 people show up. And then they bring out, no offense to Kamala Harris, but really the most unintelligent vice president, maybe in American history, Dan Quayle, looks like an Ivy League genius compared to Kamala. So this is how desperate the Patty Murray campaign is. They see things slipping away against Tiffany Smiley. Now, don't get me wrong. Tiffany Smiley is still an underdog. But it's very unusual for other senators like Chucky Schumer to transfer millions of his campaign dollars to Patty Murray's campaign. They scramble to get Elizabeth, fake Native American Warren out here. Then they scramble to get Kamala Harris out here. And every element of this just proves how out of touch the entire party is. Over the last couple of days, we have had shocking news about what has happened to student test scores in America.
A decline in children's test scores in this country, the biggest drop that we have seen in decades.
Yes, it is catastrophic for kids. What happened when, and Washington was one of the last states to return to in-school learning. So the drop is particularly bad here in Washington, where 70% of our public school kids cannot meet basic math standards. 50% cannot meet basic English standards.
Doubles up.
And just amazing.
Here we go.
Doubles up.
And just amazing the generational impact that this is going to have. But of course, the details are in this data and this report that came out today. We've also been talking a lot about
Generational impact. So what does this mean? The fact that when Jay Inslee kept our schools closed longer than almost any state in the nation, what does it mean? Well, you just heard in that news story, a generational impact. Because kids who fall a grade level behind scholastically, they don't flunk any kids anymore. They don't give F's, because that would really illustrate how much our public schools are failing. So write your name at the top of the paper and you'll get a D. You'll pass. We'll push you through. We'll give you a diploma. You might not be able to read or write, but we'll give you a diploma. And with kids who fall a year or two behind, they are more likely to drop out before they finish high school. They are far less likely to go to college. Because of that, they are more likely to have a lower income. I mean, this is going to be catastrophic for a generation of kids, what we've done. So what in the world do Patty Murray and Kamala Harris think is a relevant topic? Because they need to come up with some press conference. Otherwise, it's a campaign event, and they would have to pay for it. since it's a press conference, then the taxpayers have to pay for it. So what topic did they come up with to make this a press conference? Well, the most important issue for parents of kids who are failing in school.
We have now invested, and that's the announcement today, $5 billion over the next 5 years. What we are doing today is the first of those $1 billion, $1 billion.
Wait, is it going to be to get tutors for the kids? Is it going to be ways to enhance in-school learning? I mean, where's all this money going?
Dollars distributing to the 50 states to roll these buses out.
Oh yeah, electric school buses. You want to talk about the most irrelevant subject in the world to parents whose kids are now one or two grade levels behind? Kids who may not graduate high school with a meaningful diploma? Kids who probably won't be able to get into college after a couple of years of being checked out educationally? Kids who are going to have higher jail rate? I mean, all these are facts. You drop out of school, you don't go to college, better chance of going to jail. More likely to be in a lower income bracket. It's a generational impact. And they're talking about electric school buses? It's unbelievable. I mean, it just proves that they are the most tone-deaf political party at this point in time of any political party in American history. Nobody cares about electric school buses. They care about the fact that their kids aren't getting an education. But this is what the Democrat Party has become solely about. It's about being performative. And I don't mean performance in like educating children. It's all performance art. Yeah, we can't teach the kids anything, but we'll get them to their ignorance on an electric school bus. An issue that nobody cares about. But that's what it's all about, show. It's all about, we'll take these most shallow issues and we'll act like we somehow are doing something important. And they're not. But, oh, man, they were all just giddy about this. And why?
The clock is ticking loudly. We are witnessing around our country and around the world the effects of extreme climate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thankfully, the kids aren't being educated, so the kids are more likely to fall into whatever cult the politicians try to drag them into, like this one. All she's been doing is she's been doing these campaign events. They talk about electric school buses, so it'll classify as a press conference.
When I think about what we have been able to do through the infrastructure law, what it means is that we have now invested, and that's the announcement today, $5 billion over the next 5 years. What we are doing today is the first of those $1 billion, $1 billion.
Listen to her try to put sentences together, too. Can we spend part of the $5 billion getting a tutor for Kamala Harris? I'm serious. Listen to the construction of this sentence in this so-called announcement.
What it means is that we have now invested, and that's the announcement today, $5 billion over the next 5 years. What we are doing today is the first of those $1 billion, $1 billion, through grant proposals from the 50 states, distributing to the 50 states an investment for their ability, starting the next school year, to roll these buses out, to pick up our kids and take them to school.
Here'd be another way that you could say that. What I'm announcing today is we're going to spend $5 billion on electric school buses. But instead, she has to jack up every essay that she writes so it meets the 500-word limit, and she can do it all in one sentence. It's pretty amazing. So we got the blind leading the blind right now. And they act like electric school buses is an issue that people care about when their kids are failing desperately in school. It is an example of why they might hold on by a hair here in Washington. But this is why Democrats are going to get blown out in America in 13 days. They've completely lost touch of the issues that we care about. The economy, inflation, gas prices, grocery prices, crime, the southern border. That's what we care about. And they're talking about electric school buses. It is absolutely unbelievable. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead, top story.
And then you have Jay Inslee, who is breaking the law, and he's being called out on it. Jay Inslee had a press conference in Bellingham on Monday to talk about how he's going to push for a constitutional amendment to make sure that abortion is legal in Washington. Again, there's an issue that people in this state, the only ones who care about it are the ones who have no critical thinking skills, because the Supreme Court has delegated this to a states' rights issue. There's no way that anytime in the next foreseeable future that abortion would ever be made illegal in Washington. Plus, what nobody talks about is back in the 1990s, the citizens of Washington passed Initiative 920, which made abortion legal by the initiative process. So when they try, but they're counting on their constituents being really stupid. They don't have anything to say about the economy. They don't have anything to say about crime. They don't have anything to say about the southern border. So school buses and abortion, abortion, abortion. That's all they'll talk about now. There's a problem, though. Jay Inslee had that press conference up in Bellingham on the campus of Western Washington University. He had 11 lawmakers with him, all Democrats. He knew what he was doing was illegal because he made the taxpayers pay for a campaign event. The Democrats have said, make abortion the only issue because we have nothing else. And Jay Inslee knows that what he did was illegal because he's been busted for this before. He even tossed in a line up in Bellingham to try to make it sound like it was really legitimately a press conference and not a campaign event.
We are not advocating any particular vote by people at this press conference, but we are advocating for people to vote. And unfortunately, it is a situation today that one party intends to stand up for a woman's right of choice, and one party wants to take it away, and that's simply a reality.
So right there, Jay Inslee made this whole event illegal. Now, thankfully, we have government watchdogs, like a man named Glenn Morgan with WeTheGoverned.com. Glenn Morgan has successfully gotten tens of thousands of dollars in judgments against Jay Inslee and against lawmakers across the state for nonsense like this, for knowingly breaking the law and making taxpayers pay for campaign events. But now we're seeing this with Kamala Harris today, with the stupid school buses. We're seeing that with Jay Inslee this week, with the stupid abortion issue that isn't an issue in our state, but they try to make it because they have nothing else to talk about. Glenn Morgan will join me right after the news here at the bottom of the hour to talk about the official complaint he has filed with two state agencies against Jay Inslee's illegal campaign events that he's making taxpayers pay for. Stay tuned. I'm going to have lots more on that. Up next in the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Ooh, we got a lot of stuff going on today. We're busy this afternoon. Also, we're now seeing around the country, the writing is on the wall. Firing state employees because of a vax mandate is illegal. As we told you yesterday, the New York State Supreme Court ruled that all of the state workers fired by the governor there, Kathy Hochul, that they all get their jobs back with back pay. So these state workers are going to get, many of them, a six-figure lump sum windfall and their jobs back because they were illegally fired. So that's what's happening in New York. In Massachusetts, they have a Republican governor. He introduced a vaccine mandate. They fired a bunch of workers. But here's the difference between Massachusetts Republican Governor Charlie Baker and Washington's Jay Inslee. Charlie Baker saw what the New York State Supreme Court had ruled, And he said, obviously, there was no reason for the vaccine mandate in hindsight now. We said it was to prevent the spread, to keep you healthy, to keep your coworkers healthy. All of it was a lie. All of it, they said, was the best available science at the time. But it turns out they were speaking as though they knew facts when they didn't know anything. And they fired people because of it. So the Republican governor in Massachusetts, who introduced one of the strictest vaccine mandates, similar to Jay Inslee's, he has now announced that he is going to give the jobs back to every Massachusetts state worker fired under their vaccine mandate. He said that they've already started offering people their jobs back. More than 1,000 were fired. And the reason is because they have a shortage of workers in a tight labor market. We told you yesterday that when the snow falls in the Cascades, they may not be able to keep the passes clear. Last year was a disaster in that regard because they fired so many snowplow operators. Now, here's the question. Will Jay Inslee have the dignity, the courage, the humility to say, I was wrong firing all these workers? Because we're seeing the dominoes falling. In New York, it was a court edict. In Massachusetts today, it is a governor's edict. But all these fired workers are getting their jobs back. Every fired state worker in Washington, every cop, every firefighter, every nurse, every snowplow operator, you name it, every one of them deserves to get their jobs back because they were all fired under false pretenses. Court in New York has ruled that. The governor of Massachusetts has ruled that. Is Jay Inslee going to show for once any tiny shred of humility and give the workers their job back? Or is he going to wait to lose in court, which would be a despicable thing to do because it's now real obvious how that's going to go after they fired people for no reason? Got a lot of things we're going to be following the rest of this afternoon and the rest of the week and the rest of my life. That is your big lead for today.
The Big Lead on Cairo Radio.
We're going to check the news for you here, and then Glenn Morgan, WeTheGoverned.com, has filed now with two state agencies complaints about the illegal fundraiser Jay Inslee had. We will be watchdogging government as long as I have this radio show, and great people like Glenn Morgan are absolutely essential in that happening. Talk to him next. Here on the Dory Monson Show. Well, ever since day one of this radio show 27 and a half years ago, I pledged that I would be a watchdog of government. But I tell you what, I have no idea what I would do without people like my next guest who are really doing great work watchdogging our local officials. Glenn Morgan is a friend of our radio show. His organization is WeTheGoverned.com, and he tells us that Jay Inslee and a bunch of Democrat lawmakers have broken the law repeatedly, and Glenn joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Glenn, always good to talk to you, sir.
Dory, thank you so much for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
You got it. All right, so tell me, you say you have two examples of Jay Inslee breaking the law and king by this point?
Well, the two examples that we have here are that I filed with this complaint that I had filed with both the Washington State Executive Ethics Board and the legislative Washington State Legislative Ethics Board have to do with two press conferences, one just a few weeks ago on October 21st in Bellingham, and the other one from the summer, June 25th, at the state capitol before the primary election. And in both of these cases, Inslee used state resources to put together what was nominally called a press conference, but really turned into more of a partisan political event where he was promoting Democrat candidates and then attacking Republicans by name and party affiliation and just a bunch of other stuff like that. So essentially, he was creating a political campaign event, but using state resources to do it. And that's essentially where he starts to run afoul of the law. And so it's an 8-page complaint. It's very detailed, but It's not the only time he's done this. There's other press conferences that he's been doing it actually last year, and I expect him, frankly, to break the law again this Friday in federal way with one that he has on the agenda.
Well, let me play one clip from the Bellingham press conference, because Jay Inslee's aware of the fact that he's breaking law. He even tries to get around it when he said it was a press conference. Here is what he said.
We are not advocating any particular vote by people at this press conference, but we are advocating for people to vote. And unfortunately, it is a situation today that one party intends to stand up for a woman's right of choice, and one party wants to take it away, and that's simply a reality.
Okay, so he said it was a press conference, but he was surrounded by only Democrat lawmakers. He made a point of saying that one party is trying to take away your abortion rights, which is ridiculous in Washington right now for him to be asserting that. But he knows he's breaking the law, it sounds like, and he thinks he's clever enough to toss in a couple of words to give him some political cover on that.
That's right. And I think that that's, I mean, that also indicates, right, an awareness that he is breaking the law. And Inslee claims that he has a law degree and that he was an attorney at one point in time. So he should be familiar enough to know what the law actually is, not to mention that he's surrounded by a bunch of AG attorneys that do give him this advice on a regular basis. And so he's just feeling like he can skirt the law in his mind, even if he's actually breaking it in fact. And that I am sure that he probably feels like he can probably get away with it. And why not? He's gotten away with it for a while. And to my knowledge, this is the first real thorough complaint that's been filed against him on this issue. And if you read the 8-page complaint, it is pretty thorough and very clear.
Well, and it has all the citations of exactly which laws he has broken. No, it's a fantastic bit of research on your part. What I find interesting about this, Glenn, is when Jay Inslee was fining barbers and restaurants and bars, when he was trying to impose his mandates, he said, "We cannot have people picking and choosing which laws they are going to follow." And yet with Jay Inslee, whether it's our border laws or, you know, when he imposes sanctuary or things like this, he picks and chooses all the time which laws he's going to follow, but he holds the citizens to a much different standard.
Yeah, and clearly based on his behavior, he believes that no one's actually willing to try to hold him accountable, which is, you know, which is the other issue. And I think that that arrogance oftentimes it can intimidate people, or they can feel like, oh, this guy's untouchable, I better not say anything, or, you know, and you're right about the abuse that he inflicted on small businesses and just little people all around the state. All of us were getting abused by his L&I agents and these other people that were really, you know, egregious and excessive in their enforcement of those laws. And he felt quite righteous in getting out there and telling everybody that abusing the little people was an important part of his job. And at the same time, this whole attitude of that he can't be touched really comes through in these press conferences. And I do hope that despite the fact that Inslee's appointed all the people who are in charge of both the Executive Ethics Board and the Legislative Ethics Board, I do hope that those respective boards do hold him accountable for this clear violation. And, you know, but in order to get that ball rolling, you have to file a complaint, you have to provide evidence, and you have to go through the proper channels to get that process going.
But even if he's busted on this, Glenn, isn't the risk versus reward profile heavily in his favor? Because as you said in the video you produced, and again, we're talking to Glenn Morgan. You can see the video on this at wethegoverned.com. But the risk versus reward, he had some Democrat lawmakers who are in some contentious races, maybe, possibly, the balance of the state House or state Senate could hang with one of these lawmakers who were standing up there with Jay Inslee. So if they get a nominal fine of a few hundred or even $1,000, but it turns control or keeps control of, you know, one of the houses, one of the branches down Olympia, then it's worth it to them, isn't it?
Oh, sure. That's exactly the attitude that Inslee and most of the all these legislators, as well as probably their staff, who are heavily involved in this process, too. That is the attitude they have. And you can frequently see that attitude at display all the time. And this is one of those examples. That being said, as much as probably the risk versus reward, calculation that they've already gone through would make them feel like breaking the law is just something they should do, it still doesn't mean that we should just let them get away without calling them out on it. And that's what I'm trying to do with this complaint. You know, most of the time people know me from filing public disclosure commission complaints, but I will point out there's a specific exemption under that statute, under the campaign finance laws, that I can't file this type of complaint against these people because they're exempted from it. So my only option, the only option a citizen watchdog has, is to go through these two ethics board, one for Inslee and then one for the legislators and senators who broke the law.
On a broader basis, is it tougher in Washington State when we have an attorney general who is so nakedly partisan, who has turned the highest legal office in the state into a protection racket for Democrats and an attack dog against anybody whose mind isn't right? Is it even tougher in Washington for us to watch what our public officials are doing when the AG's office has become this, not just the AG, the AG's office, our state Supreme Court's just another arm of the legislative branch at this point. There are so many things stacked against watchdogs like you and me, Glenn, that it gets very frustrating sometimes.
Well, there's no doubt it is frustrating. And Attorney General Bob Ferguson is obviously out of control and has converted that office into just an insider protection racket. And that just means that you're protecting Democrats or senior administrative staff from any kind of scrutiny or, need to follow the law. And unfortunately, that abandonment of equal protection under the law by the AG and, of course, the Supreme Court, and that attempt to kind of work together in a lot of ways is really a problem here. But it's again the kind of thing, I think they want people like us to be discouraged and hope that we go away. And I think that you want to resist that goal that they have. And, their attempts to attack people or demonize them, that's just going to come with the territory. But we can't let ourselves be intimidated by that. We have to be willing to confront these guys and call them out for these issues. Because I do believe in the end, if you shine enough light on it and expose the truth, that you can cause shifts to occur in how people realize, because a lot of people probably don't realize this stuff's going on. And so, it's up to us to expose it if we can find it and get it out there in the public eye.
Okay, last thing. So if one of these Democrat lawmakers in a very contentious race coming up in 13 days, if they win by a razor-thin margin, and if that keeps control of the House or the Senate in the power of the Democrats, there's no further recourse other than a several hundred dollar fine, right? I mean, that's where I get back to the risk versus reward. If that's the outcome, there is no further recourse against them?
That's probably true. I mean, you always have the ability to go in and change the law, but you'd probably have to do that via, an initiative process, really, to add more teeth to both the ethics laws and or the campaign finance laws.
Yeah. Good luck getting Democrats to add more teeth to ethics laws. That's not going to happen. Glenn Morgan, WeTheGovern.com. You do fantastic work, Glenn, and I appreciate it very much. Thanks for keeping us posted on all this.
Dory, thank you so much for having me on the air.
You got it. All right, Glenn Morgan, go check out his work, WeTheGovern.com. Support him, too, because we need guys like that keeping an eye on the Jay Inslees of the world. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text us, 888-973-GUYRO, 888-973-5476. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. We'll have another big I told you so. I believe the most important race on the ballot coming up is for King County prosecutor. Even if you don't live or work in King County, you've seen the coattails that horrible King County crime has throughout the Puget Sound region. I mean, it affects you in Snohomish and Pierce and Kitsap and Skagit and Thurston. It affects you. And we got to do something about it. And they're two very different candidates. I talked a couple of days ago with Jim Farrell. He used to be the Federal Way mayor, or he is the Federal Way mayor. He used to work as a prosecutor in the King County Prosecutor's Office. The other person on the ballot is Lisa Mannion, who works in the prosecutor's office now, but she has never tried a criminal case in her life. In her career. So I told you earlier this week that I thought it was pretty bizarre when one of the most annoying singers and human beings of our time.
How many times do I have to tell you? Even when you cry in your beautiful tour, the world is
John Legend, married to supermodel Christy Teigen. Understand it,
Christy.
What did I say, Christy?
Yeah.
Sorry. So he has endorsed Lisa Mannion for King County prosecutor. Well, let me tell you a little bit about John Legend endorsements. First of all, what kind of a human being, when they're sitting around thinking about what their showbiz name should be, would say, I'm going to call myself Legend. Come on, who would do that? You know, when I was a young aspiring broadcaster, as you know, my real name is Gus Monson. I thought, I'm going to call myself Dory, just to be funny. But no, he calls himself Legend. No, Dory's my real name. Who would change their name to Dory? Crying out loud. But anyway, John Legend loves street crime, criminals, and murders, apparently. Because he endorsed Chesa Boudin, the San Francisco prosecutor, who got impeached because crime had gotten so out of control. He has endorsed the Los Angeles prosecutor who is in the process of, or they've tried to impeach him. And let me tell you who else John Legend endorsed. The Philadelphia radical district attorney, Larry Krasner, who is now facing impeachment himself. And in fact, just this week, the lawmakers in Pennsylvania, their legislature, their version of the legislature, they released a damning new report about the district attorney, Larry Krasner, John Legend endorsed, Larry Krasner. They said that not only is he backed by George Soros, whose stated goal is to destroy America from within so he can rebuild it in a socialist image, but according to this report from the Pennsylvania Assembly, that their DA, Larry Krasner, has contributed to a catastrophic rise in violent crime at the expense of public safety. Committee voted unanimously to send that report to the House. The House vote was 189-11 to accept it. He contributed to a catastrophic rise in violent crime at the expense of public safety. So that's what's going on here in King County. You can go with John Legend, who supports the most violence, crime-inducing DAs and prosecutors. You can go with Lisa Mannion if you want more violence and death and more John Legend type politics around here. Or you can go with Jim Farrell, who will actually put criminals in jail. Seems like an easy choice to me. We're going to check the news for you here at the top of the hour. And then the Dory Monson Show has a new national breakout star. We'll tell you about it next.